With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An NFL kicker is getting attention for some comments he made during a recent commencement address. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The comments made by Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker came during last weekend's graduation ceremony at Benedictine College. Butker congratulated the women receiving degrees and said most of them were probably more excited about getting married and having children. Butker, who's Catholic and has made his conservative Catholic beliefs well known, said some Catholic leaders were pushing dangerous gender ideologies onto the youth of America. He also assailed Pride Month and President Biden's stance on abortion. The NFL issued a statement saying Butker's views are not those of the league, saying the league is steadfast in its commitment to inclusion. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House passes a bill to prevent President Biden from withholding weapons for Israel. The push by Republicans is in response to Biden's decision to pause shipments of bombs to Israel due to a full-scale military operation in Rafah. Final vote was 224 to 187, with 16 Democrats going against House Democratic leadership and the president. Speaker Mike Johnson accused the administration of brazenly holding congressionally mandated aid. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is happy about the Supreme Court's ruling on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
In a 7-2 ruling, the High Court said the way the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is funded does not violate the Constitution. The CFPB is a federal agency that was created after the 2008 financial crisis. President Biden welcomed the ruling, calling it an unmistakable win for American consumers. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion, splitting from his fellow conservative allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Target tries to split the difference on Pride Month.
The giant retailer has been firmly and loudly committed to the LGBT agenda ever since it opened its women's restrooms to men back in 2016. But last year, a line of transgender apparel aimed at children caused a furious backlash, especially in certain parts of the country. This year, Target says it will celebrate Gay Pride Month with internal events for staff and will market LGBT products only in, quote, select stores. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new survey indicates that doctors are prescribing abortion pills to about 8,000 women a month on average in states that ban abortion. The Society for Family Planning issued the study on abortion doctors who are seeking to get around pro-life laws. Meanwhile, an additional 8,000 women in states without bans or major restrictions on abortion are getting pills each month through virtual appointments. This is SRN News. Slovakia's prime minister is hanging on to life after an assassination attempt.
Slovakia's prime minister is in a stable condition after an assassination attempt that saw the leader fighting for his life. The morning after the shooting, Slovakia's defense minister said in a news conference that Slovak prime minister Robert Fico is now stable but in a serious condition. He said that doctors performed a five-hour surgery on him overnight and that staff are continuing to treat Fico in an attempt to improve his condition. On footage shown by RTV Prievidza, the pro-Russian leader was shot multiple times in the stomach while he was attending a government meeting in a former coal mining town north of the capital. I'm Karen Chamas.
Classes at UC Irvine are being held remotely after 50 people were arrested during a pro-Hamas protest on campus. Employees were told they should work remotely until further notice. More details at SRNnews.com.